A Victorian table tennis player is on track to become the first Australian to compete in both the Olympic and the Paralympic Games. Melissa Tapper is training hard in the lead-up to the qualifying rounds for next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. She came fourth in the table tennis competition at the 2012 Paralympics in London. The 25-year-old is ranked third in Australia in able-bodied competition, despite suffering from permanent nerve damage in her right arm. Kelly Lazzaro reports.
Melissa Tapper was training hard again this morning at the State Table Tennis Centre in Melbourne.
You know, when I first started, I definitely wasn't the best and I wasn't the most talented, but I really enjoyed it. Slowly, my passion really began to grow for it.
She picked up the bat at the age of 12, but growing up in a small country town meant opponents were often in short supply.
They had quite a strong junior competition happening, but then as I began to improve, I ended up playing against mainly the men of Hamilton, yeah.
And did you beat them?
I tried. I was doing quite well. There were definitely, when I was there, there was definitely plenty of strong male players, so it was great for me.
The 25-year-old has a gruelling schedule of ball practice and gym work, but she's quietly confident she can make the cut to represent Australia at next year's Olympics.
I would think of myself as an outside chance, and I'd prefer it to be that way anyway. Yeah, for me it's quite exciting, it's a good challenge, and I mean, if I end up qualifying, then oh my God, that's absolutely awesome.
At 18, Melissa Tapper became Australia's number one female junior in the able-bodied competition, but she suffers from permanent nerve damage in her right arm, the result of a difficult birth.
I was born with brachial plexus, so I was 11 pound 2 when I was born, so I ended up getting stuck, pulled out by my right arm, and that tore the nerves in my between my neck and my shoulder. I had a few operations which definitely helped give me back a bit of movement and strength, but yeah, my arm wasn't able to develop the same as my left, and it definitely hasn't got as much strength.
And it's when someone suggested she try Paralympic table tennis that her international career took off. Her first major competition was at the London Paralympics in 2012.
I played China for the bronze medal and I was winning 2 sets to love and I ended up losing 3-2. But thankfully, because of that experience, it's made me work harder and look at all aspects of my game to try and improve, and I think I've definitely done that.
She's a swift left-hander and wears a brace on her right hand to help stabilise her serve.
The thing with my service is I can't throw 100 balls up in the air at exactly the same height, so it travels straight up and down because sometimes it might fling out to the left or to the right, or you know, not as high, so I have to accommodate for that. But again, that's something where I've focused a lot of time and energy into to try and minimise the amount of variance that comes.
And finessing her serve has been a big part of the job for Melissa Tapper's coach and husband, Simon Gerrada.
The part I like the most is the fact that she knows she's a chance, and I think that's what it all comes down to. If an athlete has the belief that they're going to achieve something and they go for it every single day of their life, well, yeah, you've got to like their chances.
Table tennis coach Simon Gerrada ending that report by Kelly Lazzaro.